A few months ago, three teenage boys shot five people in the homeless encampment called The Jungle. The Jungle has been around for decades, but you only tend to hear about it when something awful happens. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols wanted to know whether the reality of The Jungle matched up with all the stories. So he's been visiting. I asked him what he found.
There's a lot of different kinds of people there. I want to introduce you now to one guy who he's an interesting character. He keeps his camp meticulously clean, and his most prized possession is a bag full of harmonicas. I'm going to let him introduce himself. You're also going to hear the voice of an outreach worker, Liz Curtis, who goes out with this group called Heroes for the Homeless and distributes food out there.
Do you mind giving me your actual name then?
Jacobo Miguel Piñon Jr.
A couple weeks ago, he asked for a CD of Disney songs so that he could learn them on the harmonica.
And I started playing every one of their songs, and I love every one of them. I got all the keys, A through G, and whatever song comes on, F, E, sometimes you got to take two or three of them, and I play.
Does music bring people together out here at all?
It brings me together. It keeps me away from all that mind-altering stuff.
And Joshua, why did you want to introduce us to this man?
Okay, because we know the jungle's dangerous, right? But this guy shows how that danger sometimes fades into the background for a lot of people who live here. And sometimes it even gives way to moments of levity, like with the harmonicas.
So we hear so much about how scary and dangerous the jungle is. What surprised you the most about the place when you first went in there?
Well, I learned how big it is. It's not just this one encampment. It's just a whole bunch of different, almost like neighborhoods. It's about 3 miles long. It takes about 45 minutes to walk from one end to the other. Parts of it are well connected, but some other parts are relatively isolated from each other. I learned how normal it can start to feel after a while, especially the noise, the constant noise, the pounding of cars against the expansion joints. It can start to sound almost like a river after a while. I had many people there tell me that. And then also the value of space. There's so much space there, space to put your belongings. And for a lot of people who live there, the jungle represents a way to graduate from basically a nomadic life where you're pushing stuff around in a shopping cart or carrying it with you because you can't leave it in most of the shelters, to a life of consistency and permanence.
Well, permanence. This is the question. What to do with the jungle now, especially ever since the shooting that happened in January? We've had the city and the people who live there talking, arguing about what we ought to do with this space. And we've heard on KUOW from some listeners about this. Here are just a couple of opinions about what ought to be done.
There are so many good-hearted people in the Seattle area. It seems to me that something could be done to help people who at least need to establish who they are and then perhaps they may be able to get work and perhaps work their way out of the jungle or help other people in the jungle so it would be more habitable or safer.
That was a KUOW listener named Marie Phillips. And we also heard this.
I'd like to see the jungle cleared out, completely razed to the ground, burn everything out, every person, every encampment, all the filth and garbage. That's what needs to happen. Time to get this jungle under control. City is being destroyed. F these people.
And that was a listener named Bob from Seattle. So talk about strong reactions that this brings up in the city. How does the city, Joshua, reconcile such strong, such different, such opposite reactions?
Well, it's easy to want to come up with a blanket solution, to want to just sweep the problem under the rug. But each person in the jungle brings a slightly different set of barriers to turning their life around. And while it's hard to generalize about the people there, you can say that the people in the jungle are resistant to regimentation. That's one thing you can say. The system of homeless services doesn't seem to work for them. And I think in Seattle, we struggle to balance compassion and frustration when it comes to homelessness. Those different approaches that we heard in the listeners' comments are also reflected in our policies. I've been talking with Scott Lindsay in the mayor's office. He's one of the people who was specializing in this area of how to respond to homelessness. And he says they're working on this idea about what to do in the jungle. And it still has to be negotiated with the county and the state, who are also partners in this process. It's state land. But Lindsay wants to put, at least he's telling me now, he wants to put gates, I would assume locked gates, at 10 major intersections where homeless people and service providers access the jungle, along the west side of the jungle. And those gates would knit together the existing fences that are at the back of businesses there and recycling plants and stuff like that. And then on the other hand, they want to flood the area with cops and service providers because they know that just because they kind of wall off one part of it doesn't mean that people won't still camp there. So on the one hand, they're talking about a fence, a partial fence. And on the other side, they're talking about outreach. You can hear the echoes of both of those listener comments in that two-part approach, the carrot and the stick. We don't know enough about this plan yet to know how much carrot and how much stick they're going to use. We've got about $1 million of state money for cleanup and safety in the jungle. And in the coming weeks, we'll get more information about what the city, the county, and the state want to do with that money and how it's all going to work.
Following the jungle for you and all the issues around it, KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols. Joshua, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
All this month, KUOW will be bringing you to the jungle. You'll hear from the people who live there and about the challenges the jungle poses and what we should do about it. You can hear Joshua's reporting. You can see photos of the jungle all at our website, KUOW.org.